We Indians, we feel the need that this is what our poor people need. This is what our poor people need, the guidance and the help and the support. So we'd like to identify first and foremost with our Indians.
Each continent has a different problem, even though it's basically the same thing. We are creating very inhuman structures that we have to fix.
Across the world, wherever there is human need, the Jesuits are there, trying to further the causes of justice and of peace. Father Alfie Benn, an Indian Jesuit, heads Vatican Radio's programs for South Asia. Father Ernesto Travieso, a Cuban Jesuit, heads the Latin American programs. Father Ernesto points out that we hear much about globalization, but we need to look around us. Are the same criteria valid for all places and all peoples?
And now talking about globalization and the global world, and now everything is global, but sometimes we're measuring the whole world just by a measure line that is only according to the upper classes or to the first world sophisticated economic powers of the world today.
Father Alfie is adamant that the same standards cannot be applied across the world.
From where we are, we would like to identify first of all with our very own. We are Indians, we would like to identify first and foremost with our own Indians. No point in trying to ape what someone else is doing in his own country. He is doing it because he has felt the need for his own people. Okay, we can take them as examples. We can take ideas from there and try to implement them, but we would like to do it our way. Because there's so much of cultural background, there's so much of ethnic group background that we have. We don't want to mix terms here. We want to make it very clear. This is something for us.
Father Pete Henrio, an American Jesuit based in Lusaka, Zambia, spends his days as director of the Jesuit Center for Theological Reflection, working for social justice. He comments,
you know, globalization is kind of an in word. Everybody uses it to describe what we're experiencing worldwide. The way I describe it, it's kind of the maximization of structures of politics and economics that, you know, integrate, and it's a minimization of space and time. So you get a world that's more connected. But the basic question is, connected for whom? Who's benefiting from it? Is globalization a good thing for the poor? And a lot of people are asking that question because it's, you know, moving in so many directions so fast. Trade, transfer of funds, the best return on investments, whole issues of migration, questions that people are also experiencing in terms of, say, pollution in the northern country drops down or affects the southern countries or so. This is a globe that's becoming smaller and smaller, and the issue is for whose benefit.
Social justice and equality often mean taking ideas from one cultural milieu and transplanting them in another, as Father Alfie describes is happening in his native India.
They have been successful in Latin American countries. We've taken a lot of ideas from their liberation theology and ideas that have come from there. But we have blended according to suit the needs of our culture, suit the needs of our environment, suit the needs of our own people.
Both Father Ernesto and Father Alfie are adamant that although we are more or less forced by today's society to think globally, we must act locally. We need to celebrate our own treasures before we can value those of other cultures. If we are able to celebrate our differences, our uniqueness, then we can recognize where we can learn from others. Globalization pushes us towards uniformity. Yet the world is not a uniform place.
You know, the Gospels say we have to be down to earth, not belong to this world, but at the same time be in this world and trying to fix in many ways or actually help the evolution of this whole process of creation that God started. We have to be aware that we're living in two-level world. One, the global world that we all have. We just can be unaware of the problems in other countries. And also at the same time, we have to be sympathetic and very much sensitive to the local problems of those particular countries that are still developing or they are developed the wrong way. You know, that's what we have to be moving and working and in those different levels, locally and also globally.
This is what we need to do. I mean, it's not only external way. From the past, we have taken it from the West. But time has come, and more, that is what all the other fundamentalist groups also. Try to be an Indian. Don't try to be ape or Western mentality, a Western attitude, Western culture, and say you're a Christian. No. You be an Indian Christian by yourself. There are lots of good ethical, moral, social values within you. Try to bring that out. And that's what we like to do. Be an Indian in our Indian situation and yet to give Christ to the world outside.
Father Alfie gives an example from his own experience.
I take my own example. Whenever I went out for Mass in the villages, it was just not me and the small Catholic community, maybe about 10, 15, 20 people, depending on the size of the village. Sometimes we used to have about 100 in the churches to be packed. But among this 100, there was a space outside open, and all the who were standing outside with the Hindus, the Muslims, because they know that, you know, what I'm trying to give to my own people, those are the very problems with that community is also suffering and going through the same rut. So once a person did tell me, he says, Father, you're telling all those good elements, those social values of yours, this gospel values that you what you keep on talking about. Don't you realize, Father, that the students to whom you're talking or to the elders whom you're talking to, we have the same problems. They are not different. We are like them. They are part of us. We want to be part of them. If you are giving something to your own part, that part should belong to us also. We have every right to hear and come and listen to you and follow that way. Of course, we may not confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord, my Lord and God. But then you can confess that. But then he has communicated something. That something is to bring other people, make life meaningful for others. He was a person who was always for others.
Globalization tends to trample on the needs of the poorer peoples in favor of the wealthy, as Father Pete points out.
And so you can say, well, yes, the world is becoming a global village, but it's just that the headmen or headwomen don't come from some of the small countries and insignificant countries in the eyes of the world.
Yet, as Father Nestor concludes, there are some values that transcend all needs.
Every human being is allowed to encounter God in his three persons or three aspects. The Father, who is a loving, protecting, loving Father, who wants us to be living in justice with one another. The Son, who came to teach us how to love and how to give oneself for others, in whom we have to see him personally. And the Holy Spirit, who is giving inspiration, who is giving us strength to work in this world and to make it a better world.